Now, we weren't cool enough to be invited on GQ, so we're making our own at-home version. Now, essential number one for me are cigars. For me, it is my downtime. It's my chance to relax, reflect on the day, take some time for either myself or commit to a conversation with someone else. I've been smoking cigars seriously since around summer of 2020. For me, a cigar is either a moment to reflect and pause. And I know it sounds weird, but it's almost a little bit meditative. It's almost its weird form of meditation because you're focusing on your breathing. And most importantly, you're slowing down your breathing as well. You can't be breathing super quickly and enjoying a nice cigar. And number two, it's committing to a conversation with a person. You know, people can go outside and smoke a cigarette real quickly, but a cigar is, it's a ritual, it's a practice. And that's also why you need some accessories. So here we have a Patek Philippe cigar cutter, which they very graciously gave me as a gift because they know I like to smoke a little too much. And this is my favorite lighter, which is a limited edition DuPont. This is nice because you flick it open, it looks super badass. Twist, and you have soft flame, and then push up, and you have blue jet flame. Let's see what we actually have in here. So we got two Monte Cristo number twos in here, and we have a Cohiba Siglo 6. So I'm a pretty fast smoker, but this will be around a 45 minute to 60 minute smoke for these two. So that's either a commitment to sit alone with your own thoughts for an hour or to enjoy an amazing conversation with someone. So next essential for me wherever I go in the world is a watch. And most of the time it's not just one watch. And sometimes they can even be cheap $50 watches from Amazon. For example, I've got a Timex Snoopy, which is one of my favorite watches. But whatever it is, I usually dress pretty plain, pretty simple, and watches are a chance for you to have a little bit of fun. So in this watch roll right here, you've got a 5205 Classic Patek Philippe. So this is amazing for night, for a dress watch, for a more formal occasion. Let's say you're doing something a little bit more active, you're out in the day, you've got your rubber band Oyster Flex. This is actually a beautiful Daytona. It is with the Meteorite dial. Once again, if you want something to wear with a suit or with just a t-shirt, you got a Nautilus 5740 here. And if you want to have a little bit of fun, not take yourself too seriously, then you've got this Richard Mille 6702.
Put your knee finest up, wearing the best.
In this watch roll, I actually really love the 6702 because of how thin it is. But I'd say if I had to have one only, I would definitely take the 5740 Nautilus. Super comfortable to wear. You can wear it with a t-shirt, with a suit, any occasion, and you're gonna look amazing, quite honestly. Now the next essential is a phone, and not really a phone, these little Apple portable charging magnetic things, which are horrible, by the way. They barely even charge your phone. But in sticky situations, it does keep your phone alive and gives you that little bit of extra juice. So not only one phone, I have five main phones that I use. A couple sit in the vault and are used for specific purposes. And then a few of them also go on the road with me as well. When I first started my businesses, I was at my desk for 10, 12 hours a day, every single day, just working. And these days it's crazy, but I'm on my phone for 10 to 12 hours a day. Also just working, running the businesses. I remember I never used to understand people that were just on their phone all the day and that was their work. It felt like that wasn't serious work, but now at the scale and the size that we're at, 150 employees between the companies, my work is a lot more just staying in communication with my teams. And anytime I'm traveling, I bring an extra phone with me just in case, like a brand new extra phone, because I have that much anxiety about a phone being broken or something happening to it and me being stuck on a trip. Oftentimes I'm in very remote places and just stuck with no phone. So all the things that I used to hate when I was younger about being someone who's stuck on their phone 24/7, well, I became that guy.
It's a lot of phones.
Yeah.
Five necessary?
When we're as busy as we are, yeah. So next up we have cologne. We have a selection of colognes, probably my favorite at the moment, and my favorite cologne brand in general, Clive Christian.
She has so many compliments.
Mainly just me complimenting myself. This smells amazing as like a nighttime dinner date occasion. This one right here, Ex Nihilo. This you can really wear nighttime or daytime. It smells amazing. And this one right here, I like to always just try new ones, experiment. And sometimes you want to smell a little bit different to what traditionally smells nice or what you consider nice. This is a very like, it kind of just smells like it's kind of just smells terrible, but I like it. It smells like fresh grass. I don't know about you guys, but I like to be smelling on point 24/7. Your outfit can be so basic and classic and timeless. Just some well-fitted trousers, some sneakers, and a t-shirt. But if you are wearing amazing cologne, and also if you're in a place in life to afford a nice timepiece, then you will always look like $1 million and you'll smell like $1 million as well. Now, next essential for me is a film camera, whether that be something like this, which is fully manual. You even have to focus manually. And this is a Leica M6. The thing is built like a Hank. So this for me is more of a camera if I'm in a place like Iceland or let's say even places in Europe with my friends. This is an amazing camera that I will personally shoot with. Then we have this, which is probably my favorite camera ever made in history. This is a Contax T3 point and shoot. Just the photos you get from this are incredible. A lot of very fun in the moment photos that come from this. And it doesn't matter your experience level with cameras. All you gotta do is turn it on, hold there. Flash will engage automatically if need be. So you can always just take this camera, pass it to your friends and like, I don't know, just like the raw in the moment photos you get from film cameras, I just think is the best thing ever. And then you've got something like this, which is a little bit more of an in-between. This is still a point and shoot, but it's got some more, I guess, pro or advanced features on here. So this is the Contax G2, I believe. So next essential for me is sparkling water. San Pellegrino is my sparkling water of choice. It's funny, I have been roasted online since 2018 for drinking sparkling water. People have been very confused and made spoofs of why I like sparkling water. I'm going to be honest with you, it's for one main reason, and that is it makes drinking water more fun or more interesting. For me, the idea of drinking a liter of water, which is a great way to start off your day, half a liter of water. The idea of doing that with still water, I don't know, it's just so boring to me. That for me, sparkling water just kind of, it just makes drinking water more fun. So in 2017, once the businesses started to take off, I started to make some decent money, then I swapped out tap water for sparkling water.
And it's a whiz out the bottle.
Yeah, because it's a good size one. 750 ml, so you can still hold it tight.
Basically, you also drink it at gym.
I drink sparkling water first thing in the morning. I drink it at the gym. I drink it all the time. And my favorite thing, if you really want to get funky with it, if you're at a restaurant, ask them, and for example, if you don't want to drink that night, ask them to bring you sparkling water with some ice and some lime, but bring it in a wine glass. So that way you feel like you're kind of drinking a cocktail or something like that. And it might even look like you're having a gin and tonic or a vodka soda or something, but you're actually just drinking good old sparkling water. Now the next essential, and it is dirty, it is beat up, this has been all around the world with me. This Bang & Olufsen speaker is by far my favorite speaker. The sound that this produces is insane considering the form. It's got a nice little top handle here so you can kind of carry it around from room to room. And if I'm somewhere, I'm outside, I'm enjoying a cigar with my friends, it's nice to have a little bit of music playing in the background, some Amy Winehouse, some Otis Redding, whatever it may be, a little bit extra music always livens any mood. And the size of it, I think realistically anything bigger than this, it would just be impractical to travel the world with, but this fits into my suitcase. And for me, I will actively take things out if it means that I get to take this with me. I need to get this thing a little passport or something, get some stamps. Speaking of traveling, we got this bad boy right here. This is a Rimowa. I remember seeing this at the airport. I remember always seeing people at the airport and they have these like super cool suitcases that looked sort of like metalish and stuff like that. And for a super long time, I didn't know what they were. I looked at the prices and I was like, I'm not buying that. And then eventually a few years ago when the time was right, I bought a full set. And now it's quite funny whenever I travel with... And now it's quite funny whenever I travel with some of the team, like we'll be like 8-10 people in my company and everyone has a Rimowa. Like I always buy these as gifts for my friends or for my team. I just love these things so much. There's certain things in your life where it just makes traveling that much better. And the main reason is, there's two main things for me. Number one, this sound never gets old. It just feels like you're packing something important. So that's number one. And number two is that these things are so well built. I currently weigh 87 kilos, but I literally sit on these things. I'll sit on these things and I'll just ride through airports. And for me, this is not only just a suitcase, it is a physical chair. It is seating that I take with me everywhere. So Rimowas, I love them. They're built like tanks and I think they look pretty cool as well. So the next essential for me is a good pair of sneakers or shoes. I have a bunch of different shoes from a bunch of different brands, but there are two that if you have these two, you can pretty much wear with anything and you're pretty much covered for the rest of your life. The first one is a pair of Loro Piana Summer Walks. These, I stepped in something. These are the MTOs, which are the made to order. So these are custom black on black, custom lining as well. And then my initials here at the bottom. So we got some murdered out Summer Walks. We got some murdered out open walks. We have some knit open walks. I know that probably for a lot of the American viewers, they are looking at this and they are thinking I have absolutely zero riz. But trust me, you can wear these with shorts. You can wear this with a suit. You can wear this with pretty much anything and you're always gonna look fly as hell. These are for south of France, south of Italy. sometimes even here in Dubai, a nice little linen vibe with these. So summer walks and open walks I have, honestly, this is pretty shameful, but maybe 20 pairs. But as I said, they cover me in every single situation. Then when it comes to sneakers, I have a lot of sneakers because every once in a while, I'll try to convince myself that I should act my age and try to be a little cool. But the one that I always, always wear, I love these shoes more than anything, are the Travis Lowe's. I have every single colorway. So I start off with these, which are the Fragment. I saw my friend pair these with some white linen pants and a nice top here in an event in Dubai. So I picked these up and then I got the originals. After that came the reverse mochas. And then these, to be honest, I don't even know what these are called, but just the blackout ones. And then I have these, which are the Lowe's, not the Travis Scott's. These are the Dior collab. And yeah, to be honest, I picked these up thinking that I probably would not really ever wear them, but I wear them every once in a while. As long as you don't wear them with a flashy outfit, like a super plain low-key outfit, I think that these are pretty cool as well. So for me, it's either LPs or Travis Lowe's. If I have those two shoes in my suitcase, then I feel confident in anything. I feel confident in a suit, I feel confident in some shorts. Whatever the occasion, I feel like I'm gonna show up and feel my best self. Now my last essential are these, which are the Gadji G1 blue light blockers. As you know, I work a lot. I also change time zones a lot. So these are really amazing to help with screen eye strain. A lot of people get headaches if they sit at their computer for too long, or even if they sit on their phone for too long. For me personally, I don't suffer from that issue. I actually use these. I chuck these on around 3 hours before bed, pretty much just to signal to myself that, hey, it's time to unwind. It's time to mentally start preparing for bed. And these help block out a lot of the blue lights. I've got my favorite colorway right here, which are the blue Havanas. And this is actually our old summer collection. The packaging on this is just insane. It's beautiful. This nice velvety finish. We've got the quote here, the only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. Now I know the first thing that you are gonna be wondering is, hey, let me go order these. Unfortunately, you can't. They constantly keep selling out. But if you are watching this from June of 2023 onwards, we're about to do our biggest restock to date. And hopefully it takes a little longer to sell out this time. This is one of my fun little side businesses. For me, it's always really cool to use products that I'm very proud of. And I'm very, very proud of the G1s that we made. So I hope you got a little insight into my 10 essentials. And who knows, maybe next time you'll see me on the official GQ.